This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Breaking news right now, the town of Chatham has rescinded its mold advisory. The advisory was issued earlier this week after a water main break affected the entire system. Repairs were completed Wednesday, and all tests showed normal water quality. Two boys were found safe in a tree stand Wednesday morning after spending the night in the woods near Regalwood. The brothers, ages 9 and 10, disappeared from their home around 9 p.m. Tuesday. Sheriff's office said the mother didn't call 911 until Wednesday morning. Tracking teams and a canine from Brunswick County found the boys about a mile from home. No injuries were reported. Today is Juneteenth, marking the 160th anniversary of the day the last slaves in Texas were freed. Today is the Juneteenth Community Day from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at West Whitewell Park. There will be food vendors and a cardio rodeo. The Columbus County Juneteenth Festival is Saturday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on East Main Street. You can look for music, food, educational booths, and more fun. One of the biggest parades in the area is set for Elizabethtown on Saturday at 11. Lake Waccamaw officials met with Wildlife Resources Commission biologists on Wednesday to discuss Friday's alligator incident at the lake. A 12-year-old girl was seriously injured when she was clawed or bitten by a gator. A 12-foot alligator was later killed. The biologist said there is no evidence the alligator was intentionally hunting the girl. Mayor Matt Wilson, a lifelong resident of Lake, emphasized that alligators normally avoid humans. If an alligator is loitering around your dock or your property, that's usually a sign that it has become accustomed to being fed by human beings. Feeding ducks and wildlife, tossing fish scraps in the lake, or discarding your table scraps in the canal or in the lake can attract prey animals, which in turn attract alligators. The WRC is asking for reports of gators that hang around docks and homes or exhibit aggressive behavior. Call 866-318-2401 if you have concerns about an alligator. The State Department of Health and Human Services has launched the Partnership and Technology Hub for North Carolina, PATH as it is called. It's a statewide information system that provides child welfare staff with real-time data and other tools to assist children in the foster system. It marks the first time a unified system has been put in place in North Carolina. About half the counties were still using paper forms to track children. Chatham Baptist Church has Vacation Bible School going on tonight and tomorrow night from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. Then Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 until 12:30. This year's theme is What a Mess. Everyone is welcome. Sheepdog Foundation is going to sponsor Smoke in the City, a free cookout for firefighters from noon until 2 on June 30th. All active duty firefighters and EMS are welcome to drop by the Foundation headquarters on Lee Street in Whiteville. To-go plates will be available. Everyone is welcome, and donations from civilians are appreciated. TNT will be the featured performers at tonight's Music in the Alley concert in downtown Whiteville. The event is free and starts at 7 p.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.